This story is titled The Independent Blonde, written by Nancy Flynn of New York City. It appears on page 532 in the second edition of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. Nancy came to AA in June 1945 when she was 39 years old. She did not write her own story, which was written by some writers in AA, and she claims she didn't even know it was in the Big Book. She left home at 14. Her mother had died when she was 3. Her father remarried when she was 14, and her stepmother kicked her out. When you're thrown out, you don't feel like you're anything. You know something's got to be wrong with you, or they wouldn't have thrown you out. And they tell me that, psychologically, I felt abandoned by my mother. She had made a few geographic cures, but they didn't work. She kept quitting jobs, not having the courage to wait to be fired. Her contact with AA was at the clubhouse on 9th Avenue and 41st Street. She expected to meet a bunch of bums, so did not get dressed up because she didn't want to look better than everybody else. When she arrived, Park Avenue types were there, and I was so welcome. It was the first time I felt welcome. She was impressed on coming to AA to meet a countess, Felicia Zizitska. Stars don't fall. At that time, Nancy had a little beauty shop and often gave permanents to members of AA, those who could afford to pay her and those who could not. She and another young woman, perhaps Marty Mann, were often asked to go to hospitals and drying out places frequently by the wealthy because they were younger and presentable. They bought little hats with flowers on them and wore little black dresses and pearls on these occasions. Once they went to the apartment of a celebrated actress, and she told them such wonderful stories, they forgot why they were there. We didn't have the nerve to tell her that she was a drunk. Later, she did get sober, Nancy said years later. She didn't like to work with the families in the beginning. I was mad at the families. I wouldn't talk to anybody but the alcoholic. I was so eager to give what I had, she said. I went right from the first step to the last step. For me, it was just wonderful. I got in with people, and I cared for somebody. You see, I had never cared for anybody, not even myself. When you care for somebody, you begin to heal yourself. You don't even know it. Nancy said everyone in AA knew each other in those days because they were all in one clubhouse. She often went to Dr. Silkworth for advice. If we were in trouble, we'd go to Dr. Silkworth. If we were in a situation and we didn't know how to get out of it, or we were afraid we might get drunk, we could talk it over with him. He was a very simple, wonderful man. He said to me once, "The day that you can sit down and just be honest with yourself in this situation, you will know what to do." That was the kind of man he was. Nancy went to the clubhouse every day from 11 o'clock in the morning when they opened until they closed at night. It was the only place she felt safe. For the first 5 years, she did nothing but go to AA. She didn't know what else to do. For 15 years, she attended a women's meeting that Marty Mann started in the home of a woman whose husband was an alcoholic. It was on 58th Street in Midtown Manhattan. Marty wanted to hire her as a speaker for the National Council on Alcoholism, but she declined. Nancy is a good example of what people can accomplish after they get sober. She went to high school in her 50s and went to college when she was 70. She studied behavioral science. She went to college for 9.5 years. She graduated cum laude. When she arrived at AA, she didn't believe in God and didn't want to hear anything about it. But she began searching. Later, she became a Quaker and taught English to migrant workers. She lived in Pennsylvania and spoke at the 2000 AA International Convention in Minneapolis. She passed away on April 16, 2005, with 57 years of sobriety.